Feel Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Host Bob Hall. One hour of the best and the very rarest in blues and rhythm and blues. For your listening pleasure. Well, come right on in, folks. You can leave your knives and your guns with the Hackchat girl and sit down at your usual table right there at the front. I'll be with you in just a moment. But there's someone else at the door that I need to see to first. Nice New Orleans track to get us on the road. That was Lee Diamond. It Won't Be Me. It was on Minute 617 and came from 1960. Okay, let's go back in time and up north to Nashville and one Eddie Jones, Eddie Guitar Slim Jones. This is on the very rare Jim Bullitt label, JB45603. And it's certainly all. 1952. That was Guitar Slim and Certainly All. Well, now, Maurice Pigeot was one of the Chicago luminaries. He originally came from Louisiana. He never really made it to the big time, but he did make some nice records. This is one he made in Chicago for VJ. It's VJ 148, and it's Hurt My Feelings. Maurice Pigeot from 1955 and Hurt My Feelings. Well, now let's hear some rockabilly. This is Dewey Guy and the Fabulous Six, all the way from Georgia. It's on Ridgecrest 1201-45 and it's called Rock a While.
Have a chill time. You a real one, chicken. I be gone.
Guy and the Fabulous Six and Rock a While. Well, for the rare record spot this week, I'm going back to the Paramount Records catalogue. Paramount produced so many fantastic blues records in the 20s and early 30s until they went bust in the Depression. This is from 1930. It's Annabel Coleman, and the tune is called Unkind Blues. It's Paramount 13026. To the best of my knowledge, there are only two extant copies of this. This one comes from my good friend Pete Whalen. The piano player is unknown, but the adjoining matrices are by Kingfish Bill Tomlin, so it's probably Kingfish Bill on the piano. And in fact, the flip side of this 78 is called Kingfish Blues. But this is Annabel Coleman and Unkind Blues. It's very scratchy and it's got a hair crack along one side, but it is extremely rare. And I think the other copy is probably even worse condition than that. That was Annabel Coleman and Unkind Blues from a Paramount 78 from 1930. Okay, let's bop it up a little bit with some straight note Jacer. Thank you. That was the Thelonious Monk composition, Straight No Chaser, played by the Gil Evans Orchestra. It dates from 1959. It was on World Pacific 1270. I'm sorry, apart from Gil Evans on piano, I don't know the name of any of the soloists, except Curtis Fuller, who was on alto. Okay, let's go to a Gold Band track now. This is Clarence Garlow, who comes from Louisiana, though spent, I think, most of his life in Beaumont, Texas. This track was unissued at the time. I don't know why, but I think it's a very nice recording. It's The Train Came Rolling Down the Track.
So long, and I hope you're back to stay. You've been gone so long, and I hope you're back to stay. If you really love me, darling, never, never go away.
Tidy, but a good thumping beat there. That was Clarence Garlow and Train Came Rolling Down the Track. Next up is Jimmy Reed. Certainly not a rare record, this one, although perhaps not one of his most common recordings. But Jimmy must have a good case for being one of the most influential bluesmen of all time. So let's hear Jimmy on VJ 203. This is from 1956. And it's My First Plea.
Baby, please. First time I plead to you. Baby, please. First time I plead to you. Well, now you got me so upset, baby. Girl, I don't know what to do. Don't pull no subway. I'd rather see you pull a train. Don't pull no subway. I'd rather see you pull a train. You know I love you, baby. Girl, you know it's a crying shame. Thank you. so bad, baby. Feel like my heart's giving a bill. Feel so bad, baby. Feel like my heart's giving a bill. Well, I'm telling you, pretty baby, girl, you know what you've done to me.
The unmistakable sound of Jimmy Reed and My First Plea. When Jimmy hit on that winning formula of harp in a rack and that lazy beat, he had almost 10 years of hits, one after another. It was great success and it was really influential. Another guy who was very influential on people like Elvis Presley was Little Junior Parker. And we're going to play one of his tracks now. This is on Duke 164. It's Little Junior Parker with Bill Harvey's band from 1957. Next Time You See Me.
Next time you see me, things won't be the same. Yes, next time you see me, things won't be the same. And if it hurts you, my darling, you only have yourself to blame. Like a true said, all that shine is not gold. Yes, like a true said, all that shine is not gold. And like the good book say, you got to read just what you sow. Where you lied, cheated, for so long. Where you lied, cheated, for so long. You're just a wrong-done woman, another queen is on your throne.
Little Junior Parker, Next Time You See Me. Well, why don't we move the tempo up a fraction and have some hard gospel. This is the late, great Ira Tucker with the original Dixie Hummingbirds. It's on Peacock 1844 and it's In the Morning.
In the morning, in the morning, when I get in the morning, chill in the morning, with the love.
original Dixie Hummingbirds and In the Morning. What a great track. Well, if you're too lazy to get out of that armchair, you're going to be condemned to listening to the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. I'm on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and up on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. If you like this kind of stuff, the best of blues and rhythm and blues, then you can go onto our website and just click on the Keynote Club, and all the 100-odd Keynote Clubs over the past few years are all podcasts there, and you can download them and listen to them at your leisure. But in the meantime, please listen to this important message.
Phil and I just had another kid, so of course we need a bigger SUV. Being a mom is hard with soccer, football, and lacrosse practice, so we bought the new Maibatsu Monstrosity. It's so big, we lost little Joey in the back and couldn't find him for an hour. When I'm rushing to the mall or talking on my cell phone, I know me and my family are safe. The Maibatsu Monstrosity has four-wheel drive, and in amphibious mode, it can cross rivers. So far, I've only hit a few puddles, but it's good to know it's there. With the time I save taking shortcuts through the strip mall parking lot, I can focus on the important things, like gazing longingly at the pool boy or buying more exercise equipment off the TV. So what if it gets 3 miles to the gallon? I'm a mom, not a conservationist.
Was the Midnight Creeper Part 2, a 45 on Dig, D-I-G, 45-122, and it was the Johnny Otis Orchestra from 1956. Next up is Willie Johnson. Not, I think, the Willie Johnson of Howlin' Wolf's band, but another Willie Johnson. This is on Specialty. It's a tune written by Chris Kenner, Specialty 493, and it's Say Baby.
Say, baby, could I talk to you? Oh, baby, could I talk to you? things, baby, you and I can do. We can go to the bar, have a drink, sit right down, laughing thing, go around the corner to Lover's Lane. I tell you, pretty baby, everything will be grand. What say, baby, will you go with me? Cause you're fine, baby, fine as you can be. When you walk, you make a dumb man talk. When you smile, it's some money after a while. Or when you scoop, 1,000 eyes on you. Come on, baby, let's be on our way. Cause we've got a date that's just one way. A dumb man talk, or when you smile, you miss money after a while, or when you stoop, 1,000 eyes on you. Come on, baby, let's be on our way. Cause we've got a date that's just one way.
Very nice. Willie Johnson and Say Baby from 1954. Well, it's high time we had some Cajun music, and this is a pre-war Cajun track. It's Happy Fats and the Rainbow Ramblers. That's Louis Happy Fats LeBlanc. And the track is Oublie-moi jamais ma petite. Don't forget me, baby, loosely translated.
Thank you.
Happy Fats and Oubliez-moi jamais ma petite. Next up is Percy Mayfield, who's best known for writing the Hit the Road Jack for Ray Charles. But Percy himself had quite a career until it was cut short in 1952 when he had a very serious car crash that left him partly disfigured, and he spent the rest of his life writing hits for other people, of which there were quite a lot over the years. Percy Mayfield from Louisiana and Gone Astray. Mayfield and Gone Astray. Well, this next 45 is on the Blues label. It's the Blues 301. It's from 1968 and it's Big Moose and Rambling Woman.
Do you? best friend was dead. But I said, nah, yeah.
Nice, neat playing, good beat. Should be better known, that track. It's Big Moose and Rambling Woman.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Yes, it's time for the challenging record of the week, folks. And, you know, those of us in the music business, we're always bitching and moaning about our life and one thing and another. So I thought it may be time to play a bitching and moaning music industry record. This is Pinkerton Bowden. Those of you who are familiar with the Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers track Islands in the Stream might notice a certain faint similarity.
They told me when they met me I was so far out, but when I tried to see them they just threw me out, and it took me a while to figure out what's going on. Now I got an album done, it's in the can. Got a manager, an agent, and a PR man, and a publishing deal, the envy of everyone. Whoa. My limo, fly my aeroplane. Here's my demo, please let me explain what I do for a living. If you call it a living,
Music industry, that is what we are. No one plays for free, everyone's a star. Sign the dotted line, let's have lunch sometime,
and we can lie to each other, while we call each other brother,
A friend of mine got lucky, wrote a big hit song, but he can't find his money with a fine tooth comb. Now he's starving to death, got some clout, got a CPA, a lawyer, and a mortgage house with a message machine. Says this could be the year for the big bucks. Oh, 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 the check is coming, they say it's in the mail. Be there Wednesday, Thursday without fail. We can cash it together. Send the landlord a letter,
Music industry, that is what we are. No one plays for free, everyone's a star. Sign the dotted line, let's have lunch sometime,
and we can lie to each other, while we call each other brother,
almost too true to be funny. Music industry, Pinkerton Bowden. So excuse me while I cry to my coffee and you listen to Broke, Chuck Higgins and the Joy Boys.
Used to be a big shot long ago. Had a Cadillac and a whole lot to go. Real fine women used to chase me down. Now not a word of those gals can be found. They'll never hold whenever I call. Don't seem to want me around at all. Broke, broke.
Chuck Higgins and the Joy Boys from 1954. That was on Specialty 532 and it was called Broke. Next up is Piano Slim from Houston. Don't know anything else about him, but this is a real solid track. Gonna leave you this time.
Gonna leave you this time. I won't be back no more. I'm gonna leave you this time. I'm tired of the things you do. I know you have other men. You tell me they're your friends, but I know when you're lying. I can tell by the look in your eyes. I'm tired of the things you do. Your love is not true. I'm gonna let you go on. Find yourself another home. Bye-bye, baby. I quit. I'm moving on down the line. Before you take me, make me lose my mind. I'm tired of dying of the things you do. True. I'm gonna let you go on. Find yourself another home. Bye-bye, baby. I quit. I'm moving on down the line. Before you take me, make me lose my mind. I'm tired, I'm tired of the things you do.
Well, I'm not going to leave you this time. But I am going with Sheldon Dunaway and the Boogie Ramblers, another gold band recording. I'll leave you with this track and say thanks for listening. See you next week. You've been listening to the Keynote Club with your host Bob Hall on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM and on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. Have a good one.